Good morning, Lewis, and welcome to the UK Business Morning. Today, we have a very interesting story about Wise, the fintech company that made waves back in 2021 with its London listing. It seems the company is now facing a shareholder rebellion. What do you make of this?
Morning, Alice. It's quite a big claim, right? A shareholder rebellion over governance changes. The co-founder, Tarvit Henricus, is really pushing back against these changes. He still owns 5.1% of the shares, so he's not just a figurehead here.
Yes, and his investment vehicle, Scala, is the one raising the alarm. They want the governance changes separated from the broader listing plan. Can you explain why that's such a big deal?
Sure, the issue is that the current proposal ties the governance changes to the listing move. Scala argues that shareholders should have separate votes. Right now, it's an all-or-nothing situation. So, if you want to approve the dual listing, you have to also approve the governance changes.
That's a clever move by Scala. Let me recap. In 2021, Wise introduced a dual class structure, giving Class B shareholders about 90% of voting rights. This was supposed to sunset by July 2026. Now they want to extend those enhanced voting rights by 10 years. That's a significant shift.
Exactly. And the dual class structure is common in startups and tech companies to maintain founder control. But it can hurt valuations because it limits investor influence. Scala owns over 15% of the Class B shares. But the bigger player here is Christo Kaiman, the co-founder and CEO, who controls more than half of the votes.
So even though Henricus left the company in 2021, his investment vehicle is still very active. Scala claims they remain strong supporters of Wise's business model, but they're deeply troubled by these plans. What does Kaiman say about this?
He acknowledges Henricus's reservations, but he's standing his ground. He says the plans are clearly laid out and transparent. Wise is urging shareholders to vote for the proposals, arguing the dual-class structure is essential for their continued success.
And what about the proxy advisory firms? They have a lot of influence, right?
Yes, and both Glass Lewis and ISS have backed Wise's proposals. That's a strong endorsement. But Scala is still pushing back, saying the governance changes and listing move should be separated. It's a classic corporate governance battle.
This is quite a dilemma for shareholders. On one hand, you have a company arguing that maintaining the dual class structure is crucial for their success. On the other hand, Scala is saying that forcing the governance changes with the listing is an unfair all-or-nothing deal.
It's definitely a tough call. The shareholders will vote on this at the end of the month. If Scala and others can convince enough investors to support their position, we might see a different outcome than what Wise expects.
That's right, and this isn't just a matter of corporate governance. It's also a blow to the UK market, as Wise's move to the US listing could signal a trend. What's your take on that, Lewis?
I think it's a significant blow. Wise was a big deal when it listed in London at almost £9 billion. Moving to the US could be seen as a loss for the UK's financial sector, especially at a time when the market is trying to attract more tech companies.
True, and it's not just about the money. It's about signalling to other tech companies that the UK might not be the best place to list. This could have broader implications for the London Stock Exchange.
Absolutely. The LSE has been trying to position itself as a hub for tech and fintech companies. If Wise moves, it could send mixed signals. But given the support from the advisory firms and Kaiman's control, I'm not sure how much of an impact this will have.
Well, we'll have to wait and see how the shareholders vote. It's a fascinating case of corporate governance in action. Thanks for joining me, Lewis.
Thanks, Alice. It's been a pleasure.